Jesus.
Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanaseo Pukwisakwadie, the Senior Pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
Do you know how much money God has? He said, the silver and the gold are mine. So do you know how much money God has? Nothing intimidates God. The problem is, can you handle it? No. That is why God cannot give you a certain car. There's a car, when you get you, you will see you in a choir again. No, the car itself will make you proud. There are blessings God has given me now. If you get to me 10 years ago, maybe I won't still be preaching. No, I have to be trained hard to come to where I am. You can't have these things when you are not trained. You become arrogant. You come to church in a palanquin. Oh man. No, because there is a principle for this. The more he anointed you, the more you humble you, she will break you completely. God can never anoint a man he has not tested, because you will disgrace him with the oil. I have been tried and tested, and I am still in a test. No! Some of the tests are so fierce that you can't celebrate anything. People ask me, I've seen presidents come and say, hey, so you have this thing and nobody knows about it. That means that they were expecting me to blow the horn. This is a man, I don't want my name to be on billboard. I descended on my son, Pastor Matthew, and said, listen, I don't want it. Don't put my picture on the billboard. Somebody to want to be known. Somebody will think I do it. I have never given one CD for any billboard. Never. All this KKKKK noise. No. There are people who doesn't still know. Huh? Still, our pastors come here, they are shocked. When God started breaking, he break Moses, who was a stubborn killer. Later, he became the most humble man. He break him by making him a shepherd for 40 years. There's nothing you are doing. When God start all this, your pride, depend what he's going to use you for, he will break you. Already. By the time he bring you to a place, you will not blink an eye. Check the great men of God, Papa Debo Edems. They have been broken. They are down to earth. Because God will never anoint a man he has not trusted. You will disgrace him. He has seen many disgrace him. So she will test you before he gives you a testimony. Is your arrogance? No. Don't ever think that you have arrived. You haven't at all. You have not. Amen. You haven't at all. You have not arrived at all. He has not finished with you. Still had the pride in you, there is 80%. All this while you think God has broken, he has only worked on 20. And he needs to work on 100%. Hey, can you be like Jesus? Well, look at his disciples when they tested power small. They went to cast some demons and they saw powers there. One day they were, what some people were doing, they called Jesus. Jesus, should we call fire from heaven? Yeah. So you see how, if you are not broken, you abuse power. That is why God cannot give America power to Yadema. No, he can't give it to this African rough. Some of them, he can't give it to them. Can you imagine when you become the president of America, there is one button you press, you can destroy the whole world. I'm telling you, nuclear systems. So it is dangerous to have power. And the power is in different level. Some of you, your power is in your beauty, but you are abusing it. The way you are chasing people's husband with that beauty is an abuse. It's an abuse. Yeah. This is what it is. There are some of you guys here, God has blessed you small and put you in a position. You are driving a nice car, your salary is good, and you are just lying to the girls. It's an abuse of power. You are abusing the little power God has given to you. And that is why sometimes God knock everything out of you and lower you down and strip you naked and check your attitude before he lifts you up again. He gave me some scripture today in the book of Colossians. Do you remember Colossians 3:20? He said that husband, love your wife. Paul wrote it I was just meditating on it today. Colossians 3:18. Wife, submit yourself unto your own husband as is fit to the Lord. Now come to the place. Come to the place. Come to the next one. Husband, love your wife and be not bitter against them. I am not bitter against my wife. Eh? But the NLT, God used the word harsh. That was what showed me. He said that, well, husband, love your wives and never treat them harshly. And then immediately said, sometimes the way you respond to things is harsh. So he made me stay on that scripture for 1 hour, 30 minutes. He said, drink this scripture. No, if the word of God cannot correct you, what else? No. He said, and the Lord told me, he said, sometimes your work can make you stressful a little bit. But you have to just, because sometimes you preach and this one is bringing problems, back. It just make you, even fasting doesn't make you think straight. Fasting make you become irritated, and sometimes little things you are just irritated. If you like talk to somebody who is fasting dry, their words are not, they are not coordinating. They just leave them. That's what it is. Fasting doesn't make you think straight. When you are doing dry fasting, especially the first 7 days, you behave like you are not in this world. No, you can be talking, it's like you are not straight, and everything you get. But the Lord told me something. He said, husband, love your wives. It's not enough to love them and never treat them harshly. There are men in the church, they are treating their wife harshly. They respond to things the way you act, the way you talk, the way you show things. Come back, let me finish the parable. All these things are fake. Amen. Don't abuse the power. Don't abuse the power. Look at your neighbor and say, don't lose the power on me. Don't abuse your power on me. Tell them. Young girls, don't abuse your beautiful power. Young men, the little position God has planted you, don't abuse it. When Nebuchadnezzar abused power, God sent him to the University of the Animals. She did architectural engineering for 7 years. He said, when you come back, it will go break the man. When he returned, he said, there is no God like God. I said, what kind of crap? I mean, can you imagine? He became like a beast and walking around. A king. He was the most powerful man. He built the hanging gallery of Babylon. He said, as I said, he did concrete floors and planted gardens. That was a tourist attraction. Power. This is a man. Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebu. Don't think about this man. I don't want to talk about Nebu. Nebu is another man. Hey! Dangerous despot. Despotic monarch. Dangerous. Hey! Kadabashotaya. Everybody was afraid. When Nebu coughed, God said, you are here. The Bible says he was driven among the beasts. He was in the bush. And this is the interesting thing about God. This is a man with lions, but the lions will eat him. Gorillas, chimpanzees, he was hanging around them, they wouldn't touch him. His hair grew, his nails, and he was 7 years no bathing. You are playing with this God? You are playing with this God? No, don't. Be careful. Let's be very careful. Yeah? There is a scripture in the Bible says, when you humble yourself, you will not humble you. So you need it. Come back to the parable of sower. For the heart of those people are dead. Go to the next verse. Now watch this. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. I'm almost finished preaching. I tell you the truth. Many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but they didn't see it. And they long to hear what you hear, but they did not hear it. So what the disciples were hearing, Elijah, them and those prophets' wishes in their time. I tell you the truth. Now, listen to the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting seed. Number one, the seed that fell on the foot path represent those who hear the message about the kingdom. And don't understand it. So whilst I'm preaching, there are people, they don't understand what I'm preaching. They are sitting in church, they are looking at me, tail like popping, but they don't understand. Then the evil one comes and snatch away the seed that was planted in their heart. So do you know what I'm doing now? This morning, I'm planting seed. And the seed I'm planting is the seed of the word of God. Those who pick it, some of them, but there are people here, because of lack of understanding, as a result of lack of faith and prayer, their spirit is not receptive to God's word. So the word comes, but they don't understand. That when they close church and ask them, what did they preach? They won't remember. They don't write notes. They don't write it. They don't come to church with Bible. They come to church so that somebody will say they went to church. They are not in church to grow. They don't learn anything from church. When you preach, they still do the opposite of what you preach. The Bible says they don't understand the message of the kingdom. They disrespect men of God and anointing. Some man of God does something, say, okay, can. They will come and say, touch not my anointed. It's not the man that say touch not, it's the Bible. Are you getting it? So, because this is a country people want opportunity to disrespect.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They want it, but it doesn't change anything. Your disrespect will not let God lower his standards.
Yeah.
Never. No, 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 no. No. If I'm dealing with a man of God, he's a man of God. I don't care. If he's a backsliding man of God, David didn't kill Saul because he was anointed. And he told him, he said, I will never touch God's anointed. Do you know something? One day God explained that to me, shocked me. The one that anointed Saul is the one that anointed David. I'm sure when the anointing came on David, what he fell. He said, if the same thing I fell is what Saul fell, then don't touch him. Now watch this. So, the seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. So come to say, and then daddy boy word, and then message in the name, receive it with joy. And I'm sorry, yeah, no preachy, yeah, preachy, pa. I did okay, my come up, I say, zeal, no dear, meet him, Mr. Men, they are happy about the word. They are talking about the word. They immediately receive it with joy. But what happened? But see, they don't have deep root. That is the seed that fell on the rock. There is no root for the word. They've never created a place for the word to grow. There is no root. They don't last long. The word is there. When they come to church, we talk about fornication. They will come to the altar call. They will say in their heart, they will never go out with the boy again. But after 2 weeks, if the boy comes, we will not say anymore to him. We will not say boy anymore to him. No, miano, because now the word. They fell. He said they fall away as soon as they have problems. So some people, the moment problem come to them, it is the end of church. They get angry with pastor, they get angry with church, they get angry with anybody because the word doesn't have root. Who said because you serve God, you will not be tested?
Yeah.
Watch this. They fell away as soon as they have problems. Or are persecuted for believing God's word. Persecuted. So your husband start, don't go to that church again. Persecution. Stop doing this. Persecution. You see them tag you in office. As for you, check. Then you are pretending to be an unbeliever. Then you sway on their side. Because the reason why they tag you is that they want you to come to their side. They want to move you from light to darkness. They want you to be part of them. End of year party, you don't go. When they are drinking their Guinness, you don't drink some. When they are drinking their beer, you don't drink some. When they are squeezing one another in smooching songs, you are not part of it. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. And all this tagging, if the word doesn't have roots, you can be in church. Another guy will come and say he loves you. You follow the guy and go to his room and he'll sleep with you. The reason you do that is that the word doesn't have roots. So there are a lot of carnal Christians in church. They are in church. They will never mix church, but they will never mix sin. They will come to church. When the opportunity comes for sin, they will also sin without sweat. All of them are in place. No. But watch this. The seed that fell among thorns represent those who hear the God's word. But all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life. And the law of wealth. I want the NIV version. I want to see. Give me the NIV version. The one who received the seed that fell among thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth. Sikasem kakra, choke it, making it unfruitful. Deceitfulness of wealth. So the little money God showed them, it has started deceiving them. Excuses. No, never. Hallelujah. No. There are people who are wealthier than you who are serving God. I went to South Korea, I saw them. In America, I saw them. Nigeria, I saw them. I was in the church. You see, all the people who are directing the cars, they are all bank owners. They own banks. Oh. Some of them clean toilets where pastors go to. Wealth, deceitfulness of wealth, choke the word. They receive the word, But when, what's that? Worries. What is worry? Worry about coronavirus era. Am I going to lose my job? They think about tomorrow than today. They think about tomorrow they don't have control than today. That is a gift. Anybody living in tomorrow is living in worries. Yes, that's what it is. What am I going to eat tomorrow? Tomorrow, what car will I drive? Jesus said, sufficient of the day is evil thereof. The best of the head, they have no parents. By your heavenly Father. No bed, no apetuple, no baller bed, no papa lebi is thinking, what am I going to eat tomorrow? They don't care. When they wake up, they will get food to eat. And Jesus said, your life is more vulnerable than bed. Now listen, the reason people steal is because of living tomorrow. The reason people cheat is even because while they are stealing, they have more than enough to eat today. It is only dignified when God gives it to you. Amen. Now, but, contradicted word. It's going to contradict all the things you are saying. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word, understand it, and produces a crop yielding. Come back to New Living Translation. The seed that fell on good soil represent those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, even 100 times, as much as has been planted. These are the people that listen. Trials don't move them. Temptations don't move them. Amen. If you see them leave a church, they leave because it was God's direction. They don't leave because they are offended. They don't just break relationship. Certain things move them. There are people who have been in this church, but they still can go to their former church. They are still in love there. They can even be somewhere and still call up. Oh no. I have seen people come to church and their pastor will come and say, man of God, I have a daughter. She started coming to you all night. I know the problems that she was facing. We prayed about it. The thing was not changing. But after he came to, I realized that things have changed. She is convinced that he's connected to your ministry. I just want to hand them over to you so that you take care of them. I know that they are going to a better hands because your grace is greater than my grace. With all evidence, we live with them. Those who insult their pastor and run here, we must get ready for our insult. Stand to your feet. And you could see that those people, their face has changed. All truths are parallel. All sins are parallel. Never do a party for somebody who insult people and come and start celebrating you. All truths. It's just a matter of time. That is it. If the Son of Man return, can he have people on earth who has faith? It takes faith to be zealous. It takes faith to be prayerful. It takes faith to never give up. It takes faith that when God even delay, your attitude don't change. That word, most theologians call it patient. It does not mean wait for 1,000 years. Patient is maintaining the same attitude under different circumstance. So you are going through the trial, but it does not show in your face. You are still the same person. It is when we hear the story, say, do you mean you were going through this? And then that is a person the Bible calls patient. It does not mean wait for 10 years. He said that who through faith and patience obtained the promise. It means that they didn't change when they were broke. They didn't change when money came. They were not proud when they were broke. They were not proud when money came. When God started lifting them, their zeal didn't die. They maintain a certain characteristics. And no matter what, because I am not trying to say what you are going through is not painful, but that may be your cross. And everybody's cross is different. Number two, I'm going to say this in authority. I know for a fact, no temptation has overtaken you such as is common to man. God will be unfair to allow a trial to come to you that you know you can't handle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So don't tell me, Daddy, if he came to you, there is nothing in me to handle. He came to you because you are the one God that does something inside you to handle it. Yeah. Amen. Some people's marriage didn't work. Others who that were only working, it's not because we are better. The one that thinks they didn't work, God built something in them to handle. Some of them, when the thing hit them, we won't find them again. We will not bury them, they will bury themselves. And because of, so even when you are in church, do you know in church, there are things your spiritual sons and daughters can handle that you, the father, can't. The Bible says when the enemy show, your children will meet your enemies at the gate. It means that you, the father, can't handle them. So sometimes you raise children, you build them. Most time, people that cook food, they don't spend time to eat it. So listen, God is a fair God. Whatever you are going through, before the thing came, God has built something inside you. Because no temptation has overtaken you. If that, oh Jesus Christ. God knows you can handle it. I say, God knows you can do what? You can handle it. Me, I can't handle it, but you can handle it. Offense, you can handle it. Amen. You can handle it. There is something inside you that God put in you before. Even if what is coming to you is great, the one in you is greater.
Yeah.
So you can handle it. No, listen. Okay? There are women, they go through things in life. You will never know they are going through it. Mm-hmm. Some, when they go a little 10%, you see they are walking like to where? Bogo, bogo, bogo. You can see that the thing has breaking them. It's broken them completely. Some to go through it and they stand it. Amen. I'm telling you. Well, me and mommy were talking about a friend. He was talking about when he give birth, he doesn't want his stomach to be big. And he say, the first 3 days or so, you have to tie rope in your stomach. I look at her, I say, hey, Obabeni. I say, one day, they tie the I say, rope. No, I'm tired. One man, he said, no more. One day, they did it and he collapsed. Unconscious to us, when he came by, he continued to tie. And truly, when you look at him, he look like he has never given birth. His stomach is flat. But to get that breakthrough stomach, he has to collapse. Now, don't just envy people still. Everything has a price tag. He told me, he said, nah, Prof, I collapse. They took me to hospital. They revived me. I die. Hey, one guy say, hey, Erade, to my bed, domain to my but no, go so tie. If you look at her, as if he has never given birth. He said there is a day you don't have to mix. Some period. The whole night, oh, tired, then, oh, tired. I said, Mema can think. The fear, a gardener and a gym man. Wait, I'm not more chin to my nose and fifi. I'm a chin, I'm collapse here. No question about someone's country. Who said to be cute is easy? No. To walk around, your stomach is like you have never given birth. It doesn't come easy. Hallelujah. There's nothing in the kingdom comes easy.
Yes,
don't ever sit in church and compare yourself to anybody.
Yes,
look at the person, look at your neighbor, ask them what's your name, and mention your name to them. Mention your name to the person, ask them what's your name, and hear what's the name. Now, did you hear your name? When they mention their name, did you hear your same name? Now, so that person by you is not you. Even if it's your wife or husband, it's not you. And so the things you can handle, they can't handle. And the things they can handle, you can't handle. God has distributed the thing.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
As we come to church, there are people, when they give birth, on their way to the altar, they were already pregnant. Some of them, too, immediately after altar, they were pregnant. Some, too, stay for 30 years. All these things. So there is a place God can decide not to bring the answer at the time you are expecting. And I've told you, you just have to deal with it. And those that God decided to delay their childbirth, he gave them some children that their mother's name were never canceled. So, that way I'm not in control. I am not in control of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what it is. Yeah. A lady told me something about his sister. He said, the sister was dying. I must have a child. I must have it. One day he went to a child, the prophet said that, you were not created to have a child. You were created to adopt people's children and take care of them. But he went ahead. He degraded the prophecy and went to do some. He said he did some artificial insemination. Did it. Ended up in Mexico. One doctor. He became pregnant. In the time of giving birth, he and the baby all died.
Oh.
Yeah. Permissible way. Mm-hmm. Lost his life. And the prophet said all these things. Hallelujah. I'm not saying we pray. I pray for people 50 something years, they've conceived, they've given birth. I can't explain. There are some too. We keep praying. So we pray for them 7 times before they conceive. So we pray. But if God come and prophesy and say, can you imagine God prophesies you don't marry? I'm saying, I'm saying, I don't call the Lord. I don't call them. Brahma, don't marry, say, Rade. Now, one day I preach a message called the dealings of God. Sure. Be careful. Amen. Be careful. You don't own your life. All the things that we are struggling because of comparison. People are looking at other people and try. Find out what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. Yeah. Much as we are there. Do you know there are people? The way they are shouting, hey. Do you know some of them took an enter marriage, they feel like coming out? So the thing is, you wait until you today your appetite is up. Wait until food comes. Yeah, is there? There are people in the room. Anna lost his husband 40 years. He couldn't marry again. Not because he was not beautiful. Eh? The day Abigail's husband died, Joseph went to David went to pick him. David and Chen 1 year cry. No, a year no cry any year. No, read the Bible. Nabal died that same day. Abigail, they say he became David's wife. David picked him straight. Is there? Amen. David, he was a very dangerous guy. God said, I gave you your wives and your master's wives. David. So actually, David, he was married Saul's daughter and Saul's wives.
Hey.
No, it is in the Bible. He said, I give you your wife and your master's wife. Michal was, so Michal's mother too. David, he's called Papa D. Lift up your two hands. If you meet him, he'll say, Papa D, I'm glad to see you. Yeah, that is David. You can trust a man. Look at your neighbors. I'm fighting my own battles. I'm fighting my own battles. And tell the person, I'm determined to carry my cross. I'm determined. The symbol of Christianity is not a crown. It's a cross. And Jesus said, if you want to follow me, carry your own cross. Please, don't look for crown. Keep carrying the cross.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Pukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-47-2655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you.
This is the